So, Merry Christmas, brothers and sisters.
圣诞快乐，弟兄姐妹。
And it's a pleasure to be speaking with you over the recording, actually, on this Christmas.
虽然是做的录音，但是还是很高兴能和弟兄姐妹分享。
And we just did the children's sermon, and so I'm not going to read that part of the passage again.
我们刚才的儿童信息里面已经读了经文。
But today we're going to talk about a topic called What It Means to Wait.
今天我们要讲的是等待的意义。
And so you might be a little curious as to why this is a topic for Christmas, right?
你可能会觉得奇怪，为什么圣诞节要讲这个？
Because usually Christmas you talk about, you know, God's gift, or you talk about, you know, fellowship between the believers, happiness, joy.
圣诞节不是应该讲讲啊，神的事情，救恩的事情，弟兄姐妹在一起怎么样开心快乐的事情。
And there's a lot of sermons that deal with that.
因为有很多的讲道已经讲到这些方面了。
But I feel that for Christmas, what we really need to do is think about what Christ's birth means to us.
我觉得在圣诞节我们要思考的是耶稣基督的降生对我们到底意味着什么。
Because it's really nice to think about, like, you know, the amazing joy you're supposed to get. But very rarely do we think about what the people during that time felt when Jesus was born.
一说到耶稣降生，你会觉得哇，那些人多么的喜乐啊！但是你很少会想到耶稣降生之前那些人的心情。
Because we're talking about the people that were in the world at that time.
我们说的是当时的人。
And so, today we want to take a little bit of time to really think about what happened or what was the situation around Christ's birth.
所以我们今天要讲的就是耶稣基督降生的时候那个时代当时的人的事情。
And so we're going to read a passage of scripture.
所以我们就读一下经节。
It's going to be Luke chapter 2, verse 25 to 38.
读路加福音二章二十五节到二十八节。
To 38.
二十五节到三
十八。
三十八节。
Yeah. So I'm going to read it first in English, and then we're going to have our sister read it in Mandarin.
先读英文，然后再读中文。
Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death until he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents had brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you're letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for the revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel. And his father and mother marveled at what was said about him, and Simeon blessed them, and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and is a sign that is opposed, and a sword that will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts will be revealed. And there was also a prophetess Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years and having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷有一个人名叫西面，这人又公义又虔诚，素常盼望以色列的安慰者来到，又有圣灵在他身上，他得了圣灵的启示，知道自己未死以前必看见主所立的基督。他受了圣灵的感动，进入圣殿，正遇见耶稣的父母抱着孩子进来，要按照律法的规矩办理。西面就用手接过来称颂神说，主啊，如今可以照你的话释放仆人安然去世，因为我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩，就是你在万民前面所预备的，是照亮外邦人的光，又是你民以色列的荣耀。孩子的父母因这论耶稣的话就稀奇，西面给他们祝福，又对孩子的母亲玛利亚说，这孩子被立是要叫以色列中许多人跌倒，许多人兴起，又要做毁谤的画饼，叫许多人心里的意念显露出来，你自己的心也要被刀刺透。 又有女先知名叫亚拿，是亚舍利亚舍支派法内利的女儿，年纪已经老迈，从做童女出嫁的时候同丈夫住了七年就寡居了，现在已经84岁，并不离开圣殿，禁食祈求，昼夜侍奉神。正当那时，她近前来称谢神，将孩子的事对一切盼望耶路撒冷得救赎的人讲说。
So let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear God, we want to thank you for this time.
亲爱的主啊，我们感谢你赐给我们这个时间。
We thank you for your word.
我们感谢你的话语。
We thank you for giving us a chance to meet together on Christmas.
我们感谢你赐给我们这个机会，在圣诞也可以相聚。
And we pray, Lord, that you would speak to us through the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ.
主啊，求你借着你的主耶主你的儿子主耶稣来向我们讲话。
We pray that you would open up our hearts, our minds, and just our spirits to you.
求你打开我们的心，我们的眼，让我们能够看到你，听到你。
And when may we contemplate and think about what the birth of Christ means to us?
当我们思考主耶稣基督对我们意味着什么的时候。
And in Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿们。
Amen. So, what was the situation of the world when Jesus was born?
当主耶稣基督降生的时候，当时世界上是什么情况呢？
Let me ask you a question.
我问大家一个问题。
How many people knew that Jesus was born?
有多少人知道主耶稣基督降生了？
If you know the story, it's not very many people, right?
如果你熟悉这个故事的话，你会知道没有几个人知道。
Obviously, Mary and Joseph.
当然，玛利亚和约瑟是知道的。
And then the angels, of course, but then the shepherds.
天使知道，那些牧羊人知道。
Sometimes we think in the Christmas narrative that the wise men also come.
有的时候讲到降生的故事，也说到这些东方的三博士。
But the reality is, they didn't come until years later.
其实他们是在好几年以后才来的。
And so it's actually not very many people knew that the Savior of the world had been born.
所以呢，当时耶稣基督降生的时候，世上没有几个人知道的。
And that's just the context by which in the situation that Jesus was given birth in the manger.
这个就是为什么耶稣降生在马槽里。
And so when you think about that, it's kind of amazing, right?
你想想，这是很奇妙的事情。
Because when you think about a present or a person being born, it's actually a huge deal.
当你想到有一个人降生了，应该是个很隆重的事情。
And so I have two daughters now.
我现在有两个女儿了。
And the second one is 6 or 7 months.
我的小女儿是有七个月。
During the time when my wife was pregnant,
我老婆怀孕的时候，
there's not a single day that I could just forget that we're about to have a child.
我没有一天脑子里不想着我马上就要有一个小孩了。
There's absolutely no way, right?
我肯定不会忘了这件事情。
And if I forget, she's going to remind me, right?
即使我会忘，我老婆也会提醒我的。
There's always going to be a reminder.
肯定有时时刻刻你都被提醒着。
And then finally, when the day that the baby is born is very exciting and very rushed.
当这个孩子终于出生的时候，那天就很紧张，而且非常激动。
And then when you finally get to hold, so we call it, her name is Emily. When I finally got to hold Emily, it was like all the release, like, oh, this baby's finally here, and this is the amazing gift that was given.
当我终于能够抱着这个小女孩的时候，她叫艾米丽，我终于抱着她的时候，我真的如释重负，觉得啊，她终于来到了。
And so when you think about Christ, who's supposed to save the entire world,
当我们想到基督啊，他是来拯救全世界的。
You have to wonder, how is it possible for the world to have forgotten?
那这个世界怎么会忘了他要来到呢？
Because if you really consider this, okay, we're going to do a little bit of history lesson here.
我们再回顾一下当时的历史。
Because the Old Testament and the entire Bible in the Old Testament is basically preparing for the person of Christ.
因为整个的旧约就是在预备基督的降临。
So about 2,000 years before Jesus is born, you have this person, Abraham.
在基督降生之前2000年有一个亚伯拉罕。
And Abraham has a family, right? A wife.
亚伯拉罕他有一家人，他有老婆。
And then in his old age, he gives birth to Isaac, right?
他老婆年纪很大的时候生了个孩子叫以撒。
And then Isaac then later on has a son named Jacob and Esau, of course.
以撒生了雅各和以扫。
And Jacob then has many sons, right?
雅各生了很多儿子。
And then those sons end up in Egypt, and for 400 years, they turn a family into a nation.
雅各的这些儿子后来到了到了这个埃及，然后生养众多，把这一家人变成了一个民族，就是以色列。
And then Moses comes in, and this nation is a nation of slaves, and he takes them out of the land of Egypt.
这个民族变成了埃及人的奴隶，然后摩西就出来，带领他们出了埃及，到了旷野。
And remember, Moses then takes them, but he can't enter the promised land, right? So then Joshua has to lead them into the promised land.
摩西带领他们的时候，他们没能进入应许之地，所以就由约书亚带领他们进入了应许之地。
And then when they finally conquer the land of Canaan, the nation must be ruled, right?
当他们终于进入迦南以后，这个民族要有一个领袖。
And so they go through judges, then they go through kings, and there are prophets.
所以他们就有了士师，有了国王，这些还有先知。
And during this entire time, from Abraham all the way to the last prophet, God is intimately involved in the nation.
从亚伯拉罕开始到最后一个先知，这期间神一直在不断地向以色列人讲话。
And there are prophecies, there's a promise, there is a recognition that a Messiah or a Savior is going to come in the future from the line of David.
有很多的预言，很多的先知告诉大家说，以后终将有一个弥赛亚要来拯救。
The preparation of the nation of Israel is a chosen people to prepare for what? To prepare for the Messiah.
以色列就是一个被拣选的民族，由他们来预备，来迎接弥赛亚。
The very existence of Israel was to prepare for what God would send.
以色列的存在就是为了来预备接来迎接神的这个以赛亚。
The very promise that God gives Abraham in Genesis basically promises that the line will eventually get to a point where there will be a savior coming from that line.
在创世纪里，神就给了亚伯拉罕一个应许，让他知道他的后人当中会出现这样一个救赎者。
That all the nations of the world will be blessed through you.
天下万民都要因他蒙福。
And so then you go through, and then all of a sudden there's something called the intertestamental period. So it's hard to describe, but basically is about 300-400 years of silence from God.
然后就进入了新旧约当中的一段时期，这段时期就被称作神的安静的时期，因为他就一直没有讲话。
And so God remains then silent.
神在这个期间没有对以色列人讲话。
And it is in that silence that all of a sudden Jesus Christ is born.
就在那个安静的时期，耶稣基督降生了。
But let me ask you this, a nation that has been selected by God for a purpose, what happened during the 400 years?
那么我再问大家一个问题，这个被神拣选的民族，在那400年神不讲话的时候，他们做了什么？
Their whole job was to remember that God was going to give them what was promised.
他们的任务就是去记住神的应许。
That they were there waiting for the Messiah.
他们要做的就是等候弥赛亚。
To wait for the promise of God.
等候神的应许实现。
And of course, it went through some difficulty, right? Because when Jesus was born, Israel was under Roman occupation.
当然他们遇到了很多的困难，比如说当耶稣基督降生的时候，他们正在罗马的统治之下。
But you realize that, especially when you think about the Pharisees in the New Testament, they still had the original books of law and the prophecies from the Old Testament.
但是他们还很好地保存了旧约里面的先知书，还有各种律法。我们从新约里面，从法利赛人身上就能发现。
And when the John the Baptist, who is basically Jesus' cousin, comes first, he prepares the way and he talks about how There is one to come who will fulfill what God has promised.
当施洗约翰来到世上的时候，施洗约翰也就是耶稣的一个表兄，他就是预备人心，告诉他们什么要来了。
See, but the issue is that we think about when Jesus Christ was born and we realize that the chosen nation that God had personally selected completely forgot their purpose.
但是当主耶稣基督真的降生的时候，我们就意识到神亲自拣选的这个民族，他们其实完全忘记了要发生什么。
See, when Jesus came down, right? What's supposed to happen is all the people welcome him. He becomes the leader. God has sent his son to the world to save the world.
那神把他的爱子都降生在世界上来拯救世人的时候，难道不应该整个的以色列民都在欢呼迎接主耶稣基督的降生吗？
But nobody realized.
但是没有人意识到这一点。
A star led the wise men to him.
一颗景星让这些带领着这些三博士来参拜耶稣。
But nobody else saw it and came to see Christ.
但是除了那三个博士，没有人认识到这件事情，没有人过来看耶稣。
The king of Israel at that time, Herod, actually sought to kill Jesus.
那个时候以色列当地的统治者希律王竟然想要杀害耶稣。
And so, how crazy is that, that in a period of time when Christ the King is born, nobody is there to receive him.
所以当这个关乎万民的王降生的时候，竟然是这样的情形，是多么让人惊讶。
Everybody had forgotten.
所有的人都忽略了他。
Nobody was waiting anymore.
没有人在等待他。
But you see, the interesting part about this is that there were actually a few people who still had their eyes open.
但是我们知道，当时还有几个人，他们正是睁着眼睛等着耶稣的。
Because from the passage that we read, there were two people, Simeon and Anna.
我们刚才读的经文告诉我们有两个人，一个叫西面，一个叫亚拿。
And Simeon and Anna were two people that...were Jewish and also were at the temple.
西面和亚拿都是犹太人，都是住在圣殿里的人。
But they remembered God's promise.
他们记住了神的应许。
You see, Simeon was interesting because he received a prophecy from God that he would not die until he had seen what they call the consolation of Israel.
西面是很有意思，因为他从神那儿领受了一个预言，就是说如果他没看到弥赛亚，他不会死。
So, let me take a step back.
那么我们再退一步讲。
I want us to focus on what should we do as Christians when we deal with the birth of Christ.
我想让大家想一想，作为基督徒，我们要怎么样来面对主耶稣基督降生这件事情。
Because Simeon and Anna are perfect examples of people that were in a generation of apathy.
西面和亚拿，他们是非常典型的一个，他们就是生活在一群麻木不仁的人当中的人。
And so Simeon, getting back to Simeon, he was actively waiting because he received a promise of God that he would not die before he saw the Christ.
在这群人的当中，西面他是非常主动的、积极的在等待，因为他从神那儿领受了这个预言。
And he acted, it says in verse 25 this, it says, and this man was righteous and devout.
25节说，这人又公义又虔诚。
He was waiting for the consolation of Israel.
素来盼望以色列的安慰者来到。
And the Holy Spirit was upon him.
又有圣灵在他身上。
You see, the reason why Simeon was able to wait was because he had these characteristics.
我们知道西面之所以他能够等待，就是因为他有这些特质。
First is that he was righteous and devout.
第一，他又公义又虔诚。
He was one who would fulfill and run the race to the very end.
他是一个能够胜利的结束这场奔跑的人。
And so then he was one who was also righteous, so he knew that he stood before God.
因为他有公义，所以呢，他知道他在神面前，他可以面对神。
And so because of those two traits, he also understood what God was calling him to do.
因为他的特质，他也知道神呼召他要做的是什么。
And that was to wait for the consolation of Israel, meaning wait for the Messiah.
神就让他等待以色列的安慰者来到，就是弥赛亚的来到。
You see, there were other Jewish people during that time who were also very righteous and they followed all of the Old Testament law.
我们知道当时犹太还有很多的人也是觉得自己很公义并且守律法的。
I mean, the Sadducees and Pharisees, right? They followed the laws. They held together the nation of Israel according to Moses' laws.
比如说撒都该人和法利赛人，他们按照旧约的律法来带领以色列民。
They were probably no worse than Simeon when it came to interpreting and looking at the law.
他们在解释律法上肯定不比西缅要差。
But then over the 400 years of waiting, they forgot the next step.
但是因为等了400多年，他们已经忘了下面要发生的是什么。
And Simeon remembered the purpose that he was put there for.
但是西缅他清清楚楚地知道他为什么会在那里。
To wait for the Messiah.
就是去等候盼望弥赛亚。
To remember the promise of God.
去牢记神的应许。
And so therefore, he lived his life seeking out, actively seeking out the Christ.
所以在他一生他都在积极地等候寻找基督。
And so that's why he's able to recognize Christ the moment that he sees them.
那就是为什么他一看到耶稣他就认出耶稣就是基督。
I mean, you can imagine, right? Mary and Joseph bring a baby to the temple.
你可以用一下想象力，玛利亚和约瑟抱着一个小婴儿走入圣殿。
There's probably a lot of moms and dads and babies.
可能当时还有很多别的人抱着各种的小婴儿。
It's not like it was just Mary and Joseph and there's only one baby there, right?
不是好像只有玛利亚和约瑟这一对夫妇，只有他们手中的这个 baby。
But then Simeon recognized Christ.
但是西缅一看见他们就认出这就是基督。
And then it says that he took him up in his arms and he blessed God.
所以呢，他就用手接过他来，称颂神。
And then verse 29 to verse 32, you see here that not only does he recognize Christ, but he understands the purpose that Christ was on earth.
所以你看他说的话29到32节，他不仅仅认出了基督，他还清楚地知道基督到世上的目的是什么。
And see, in verse 31, that verse 30 to 32, it says, For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all your peoples, a light for the revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel.
他说在三十节，因为我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩，就是你在万民面前所预备的，是照亮外邦人的光，又是你民以色列的荣耀。
He recognizes salvation.
他认出了救恩。
He recognizes that it was for all the peoples.
而且他知道这是为万民所预备的。
He even recognizes that it was for the Gentiles.
他甚至知道这将照亮外邦人。
And then for glory to the people of Israel, because God has arrived.
他也知道这将是以色列的荣耀，因为神已经来到。
So all of those things are things that nobody else really was recognizing during that time.
这些事情当时没有别的人看出来。
But how? How is he doing that?
那他是怎么知道的？
And that's the third point about Simeon.
那就是西缅他第三个特质。
It says that, and the Holy Spirit was upon him.
又有圣灵在他身上。
See, what's interesting is that before Pentecost, right, the Holy Spirit kind of would settle and then could also go, right?
在五旬节圣灵降临之前，圣灵好像来了又会走。
But when the Holy Spirit was upon him, it meant that, hey, God was working actively in Simeon.
当圣灵在他身上的时候，意味着神就正在西缅身上做工。
So then he could actively see the person of Christ and also see the purpose of Christ there.
所以西缅他能够认出基督，也认出基督来到世上的目的。
And now let's talk about Anna, right?
那我们再看看亚拿。
So Anna is what they say in scripture, she was a prophetess.
亚拿是一个女先知。
And that it says she was daughter of Phanuel and tribe of Asher.
说她是亚设支派法内利的女儿。
It actually says that she was old, right? She was advanced in years, and that she had lived with her husband for 7 years, when she was a virgin, and then a widow until she was 84. So she basically stayed faithful and did not remarry all the way through her old age.
她年纪老迈，从童女出嫁的时候同丈夫住了7年就寡居了，现在已经84岁，所以她大部分的时间一直是寡居的。
Faithful, right?
而且她非常的有信心。
And it says here that she did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer, praying night and day, and that's verse 37.
并不离开圣殿，禁食祈求，昼夜侍奉神。
So she was actively participating in worshiping of God, in the worshiping of God.
所以她当时正在积极地投入敬拜侍奉神。
And in verse 38, you see that it says, and coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem.
那么38节说，她尽情来称谢神，将孩子的事对一切盼望耶路撒冷得救赎的人讲说。
She didn't even do what Simeon did, which is see him and then praise God. That very hour, she began to tell everybody, hey, I think the Messiah is here.
他一那个时候，他就告诉人说，他看到啊，弥赛亚来到了。
She was giving thanks to God.
而且他称谢神。
And she was speaking to anyone who was waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem.
他就告诉一切那些等候耶路撒冷得救赎的人，告诉他们这件事。
You see, Anna was also very similar to Simeon.
亚拿和西缅很相像。
She was faithful and she was righteous.
她有信心，她有公义。
She did not depart from the temple because she was worshiping, fasting, and praying every single day.
她每天都在昼夜侍奉、敬拜、禁食、祈求，不会离开圣殿一步。
Because she was actively serving and worshiping God to understand what the purpose of God was.
因为她在积极地来侍奉神、来寻求主，所以她知道神的目的是什么。
And then being filled with the Spirit, the very hour that Jesus came, she recognized and she began to tell other people.
因为她也圣灵充满，所以基督一出现，她立刻就认出来，并且告诉所有的人。
You see, both Simeon and Anna actively waited upon God's promise.
你看，亚拿和西面，他们都是积极等候基督降生的人。
You see, the rest of the nation knew that God was supposed to do something, right?
那这个以色列的这个民族，他们是知道神要做什么事情。
It wasn't that Anna and Simeon was somehow reading a different scripture from the Pharisees and Sadducees.
并不是说亚拿和西面他们知道什么法利赛人和亚都该人不知道的事情。
But yet, they actively were seeking God and they remembered the promises of God.
他们只是记住了神的应许，并且积极努力地寻求神。
And it was only with that sort of attitude and that sort of spirit that they recognized the person of Christ.
因为他们的态度，因为他们的这种灵里的这个状态，所以他们认出了基督。
And it wasn't passive either.
因为他们是积极的，他们不是消极的等候。
They actively sought out God and they did what they needed to do before the promise was fulfilled.
他们积极的等候神，他们在应许实现之前，他们就非常的积极。
So when they were ready, when Jesus came, they were ready to receive him.
所以当基督一出现的时候，他们立刻就认出了他，他们就做好了准备来接受他。
You see, for Christians, that's actually very difficult, right?
那么对基督徒来讲，这是不容易的事情。
And it's something that we actually have to deal with as believers as well.
我们作为信主的人，我们也要自己要面对这个。
Because we know we also receive promises, right?
因为我们自己知道，我们也领受了神的应许。
Promises of eternal life.
关于永生的应许。
Promises of walking with God forever.
和与神同行的应许。
But the problem is that for us as Christians, I find that majority of us will fall into the same category that the rest of the world was in when Jesus was born.
但是我们这些基督徒，我们就像当时的以色列民一样，当基督降生时候，那些其他的以色列民一样。
That if Jesus came down right now, we would probably miss it.
如果主耶稣基督现在就回来了，我们可能也会错过的。
most of us are probably too busy planning, you know, dinner or trying to wrap presents or figuring out what we want to give others, what we want to receive.
因为我们正在忙着准备大餐，准备礼物，准备各种各样世上的事情。
We forget what the purpose of Christmas actually is.
我们忘了圣诞节真正的目的是什么。
Because we don't know what it means to actively wait.
因为我们不知道什么是积极的等候。
So when something bad happens, we, you know, say, oh, maybe God's not real, right?
所以当有坏事发生的时候，我们会抱怨说，神不存在了。
And then we forget God in many of the things that we do.
我们在自己从事了很多活动里面也忘记了神。
I mean, we're overall pretty good people, right?
我们虽然是好人。
But honestly, I think most of us would not recognize Christ when we encounter him.
但是如果我们真的生在那个时候，基督来了，我们照样认不出他来。
See, but the thing is, during this Christmas season, it forces us to kind of reflect and think about who we are and what is our relation to Christ's birth.
所以在这个圣诞节，想来强迫我们来思考一下，我们到底是谁？我们到底在等什么？
And when we see Simeon and Anna, it should drive us to actively wait upon God's promises.
我们看到西缅和亚拿，他们正在积极地等候基督的降生。
It forces us to realize that a righteous and holy life is important to have to, for seeking out the promises of God.
我们知道在他们身上看到一个公义虔诚的生命是积极等候的一个特质。
And that we need to be filled with the Spirit in order to recognize the Spirit of God when it comes.
而且我们也要有圣灵同在，这样我们才能认出基督。
You see, it's not so easy, right?
这并不是很容易的事情。
Because honestly, part of me doesn't want to blame the nation of Israel for forgetting.
我并不想埋怨以色列人，他们忘了这个事。
Because you think about that time when God was completely silent, right?
因为神毕竟沉默了四百年。
And it's difficult to not hear anything and to continually be faithful.
那么你四百年都没有听到神的声音，还要保持这个信心，确实不容易。
But God reminds us through someone like Anna, where she was faithful from the beginning to the very end.
但是神又通过亚拿来提醒我们，因为亚拿他从头到尾都有信心。
And through Simeon, he teaches us to actively wait and remember the promises, but not only remember it from a superficial perspective.
神用西缅又提醒我们，我们要用这种积极的心态来等候。
But then through faith, we actually believe that God is actually going to fulfill those promises.
因为凭着信心，他们知道神早晚会实现他的应许。
I mean, it's the difference between someone who...shows a really good face in front of people, but then does bad things in secret, right?
就是有的人他在众人面前表现得很有信心，但是他自己的时候他又是完全另一个样子。
They believe that Jesus is real, but they don't believe that Jesus can necessarily see them or deal with them when they are hidden away by themselves.
他们心里知道主耶稣基督真的是存在的，但是当他们自己的时候，他们又好像不认为耶稣能够看到他们做的事情。
A lot of times Jesus is just God, right? Doesn't want to interact in my own life.
很多时候我们觉得主耶稣他是神，他也不会过分的干涉我们的私生活。
And so then we think that, you know what, if God's not here, then I just do what I want.
所以我们就会觉得，哎，反正神也不在这儿，我们该干嘛干嘛吧。
And so that's the attitude that a lot of us fall into, right?
这个就是大多数人的心态。
But when we look at how Simeon and Anna maintained their righteousness and their holiness and their patience in a time where God was silent,
当我们看到西缅和亚拿在神静默的这四百年以后，他们还能够保持这种公义、虔诚，还有这种积极等候的心态。
We realize that our own hearts have to be like theirs, actively waiting and actively having faith that God will fulfill his promises.
我们知道我们也应该把自己调整得像他们一样，这种积极的等候。
Because like the Christmas story of Jesus Christ's birth,
就像耶稣基督降生的故事。
The promise that we are also given is Jesus Christ's return.
我们的应许就是耶稣基督会再来。
Both of these promises circle around the person of Christ.
这两个应许都是围绕着主耶稣基督。
And we as Christians must continually remember that.
我们作为基督徒一定要牢记这个应许。
We cannot be so-called Christians without Christ.
我们不能做那种所谓没有基督的基督徒。
And so that during this Christmas season, I hope that the brothers and sisters can truly think about whether or not they are actively serving, worshiping, and waiting upon God's promises.
所以在这个圣诞假期，我想让弟兄姐妹思考一下，自己是不是积极主动的等候，用这种心态等候主。
And it's a season where we can be very distracted, right?
在这个季节，我们会有很多的这种搅扰。
And it's not bad to receive presents and to give presents.
那么你送礼物、收礼物不是一件坏事。
But it's a time where we should set aside a portion of our time to really remember who Christ is and what he did.
但是我们也要分别时间出来静默思考主耶稣基督做了什么。
That while he was born, nobody knew.
因为当他降生的时候,没有人知道。
But there were a few that still remembered.
但是有几个人还是知道的。
And we have to remember that the promise extends now to eternity when Christ will return.
我们知道那个应许是在我们以后的永恒中也是会有一个应许，就是主耶稣基督会再来。
And in Christ's birth, we see that God's promises can and will be fulfilled.
当耶稣降生的时候，我们看到神把他的应许实现了。
So that we can faithfully wait for his return.
所以我们就会满怀信心等候基督的再来。And
it's going to be a glorious thing.
这是一个多么荣耀的事情。And
we should look forward to that.
我们要盼望这个事情。And
so with that, let us pray.
我们一起祷告。Dear
God, we thank you for the season.
亲爱的主啊，我们感谢这个假期。We
thank you that you have given us the person of Christ.
我们感谢你赐给我们主耶稣基督。That
he came down for no other reason than to be sacrificed for our sake.
他来到世上不为别的，就是为了我们牺牲。We
pray that you would give us the faith and the endurance to continually seek after him.
求你给我们这个信心，也给我们这样的忍耐，来等候基督。And
that we would eagerly await his return.
等候他再来。We
pray, Lord, that we would never forget, even after Christmas season is over.
在圣诞结束之后，也让我们不要忘记。I
pray that we would remember him and see him in all of our brothers and sisters.
我们和弟兄姐妹一起纪念他，等候盼望他。We
love you.
主啊，我们爱你。We
pray that you would continually fill us each and every single day.
我们求你每日充满我们。That
we become more like you.
让我们越来越像你。And
that we would commit everything that we are into your hands.
让我们把手中我们拥有的一切交在你的手上。I
pray that you would bless this congregation.
求你赐福给这个教会。Bless
the work of their hands.
赐福给我们手上的工。Fill
them with your spirit.
把你的圣灵充满在我们当中。So
that they would give you all the glory.
让我们把荣耀赞美都归给你。And
we pray all these things in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名求。Amen. Amen.
All right, Merry Christmas.
圣诞快乐。